binder twine. Mm-hmm. And they used to be, they didn't. They just went along and cut it, and then they'd have to take the bundles up in their hands and tie them with a bunch of oats, the stalks of the oats or wheat. Have to make that into a tie, you know, before they had the binder twine. Mm-hmm. And then they'd cut that and go along and cut that. And then they'd come along, somebody else would come along and pick it up and put it in shocks.
Mm-hmm. The poor farm wife used to have to cook for for what do you call it? I'm going to have to cook for
harvest men, harvesters.
Did you ever say thrash? Cook for thrash?
Thrashers, oh yes. Harvesters and thrashers and...
Yeah. You might say the oats are
Yes, the thrashing oats. The corn, they would cut the corn mm-hmm. to shock and use the binder, not combine, but binder to bind them with.
You might say if you pick somebody up, give them a lift, you might say, you come to your own house and stop and say, well, I'm sorry, but this is the...
It's where I live.
Or the person wants to go farther. You say, well, I'm sorry, this is...
Stopping place?
Or as far, would you say, is all farther, or is this far?
This farther, this is the farther, this is as far as I go.
You probably wouldn't say all the farther.
No, this is as far as I go, yes. Or this is my home, or something like that, or my stopping place.
You might say 2 miles is as far as I'll go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is mine, and that's...
Yours.
This is theirs, and this is
ours. This is ours. Mm-hmm.
That's hers, and this is
mine.
Okay. All right, somebody visits you, and you want that person to visit again sometime. So when they go to leave, you say to them, oh, please.
Come back.
Or when are you...
When are you coming back? I want you to come back.
Do you ever go to a certain place and get home and your husband or somebody ask you, wanted to know the names? Everybody was there.
Yeah.
Why would he ask that? Well,
who was there?
And they want to know everything that one person said. They say, well, what?
What difference does it make?
Or what did he
What did he say?
Would you ever say, what all did he say?
Mm.
Probably not. Okay. What type of homemade breads did you make, Miss?
What type?
Uh-huh.
Well, during the Depression, I made several different types. Mm-hmm. But usually it was white wheat bread.
White bread, wheat bread, same thing. Mm-hmm. That's in a loaf, of course.
Yes.
You ever make any other kind?
Yes, graham bread and potato flour. And rice flour, and barley, and oatmeal.
How about the corn?
Cornbread, yes.
Do you call that Johnny cake?
Well, sometimes, but we usually just call it cornbread.
Now, this is all loaf size. Did you ever make some small, little teeny?
Oh, yes, I made biscuits, and muffins, and rolls, and coffee cakes, and...
What's the difference between a bun and a roll?
Well, as a bun usually is more flat, and rolls are high, mm-hmm. smaller, and rolls usually smaller, flat, and bigger around.
Do you ever make bannocks?
No, I
poverty cake?
No, I
haven't heard of them.
No. I make date bread and